Perhaps it has happened to you. You're in Niagara Falls, New York, standing near the waterfall or walking along one of the nearby blocks using your smartphone. While you're standing on U.S. soil, your phone signal may actually be bouncing off Canadian cell towers, subjecting you to roaming charges. In a move to eliminate that problem, the Niagara Global Tourism Institute recently asked the City of Niagara Falls to help fund the installation of public Wi-Fi along three blocks of Old Falls Street between the State Park and Casino.
That's phase one of Old Falls Street. Outside of the State Park, that's where a majority of the critical mass for tourism usually goes to, is on Old Falls Street.
Roscoe Naggett, Assistant Director of the Niagara Global Tourism Institute, says the Wi-Fi service will require users agree to conditions. That way, the Wi-Fi will be used for the right reasons.
So basically, people can't sit out here and stream Netflix for hours. It's usually used to get information about the area. It's monitored where content is filtered. So people are looking out here, looking at websites they shouldn't be looking at. There's a monitoring service where they will actually get removed from the system. So it's active monitoring for users.
Niagara Falls Mayor Paul Deister sees the Wi-Fi service as an opportunity to share critical information with tourists, including emergency information.
You know, we have people wandering around downtown Niagara Falls speaking all different languages, and we have very few mechanisms by which we can alert them if something's going wrong and there's something that we want them to do, right? But one of the ways that we might be able to do that is by making certain that instead of having their cell phones turned off because they're afraid about getting roaming charges, each of them is logged into a Wi-Fi system that can be used to broadcast emergency information to them in their own language.
The city has committed $50,000 to the project from its bed tax revenues. Destination Niagara USA has also pledged $50,000, and the Institute has raised its own funds. Installation is expected this fall. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.